Repeat after me to attain your goals. Happiness, a college education, a good job, a healthy family, respect for your neighbors, retirement, happiness. Repeat after me to attain your goals. Happiness.
Ignorance.
A college education.
Mental programming.
A good job.
Slavery.
A healthy family.
Corporate control.
Respect for your neighbors.
Governmental abuses.
Retirement.
Obey.
Happiness.
You are now listening to the world famous Sofa King Podcast.
Please, read from sheets. I am Sofa King.
Sofa King.
Now repeat all very fast, please.
I am Sofa King.
Faster.
I am
Sofa King. No, not so fast. Loses meaning.
I am Sofa King with Todd.
You say funny things.
Hey, welcome again, kids, to another episode of the Salty Nuts Show.
Yeah.
No? Lady Shark on Instagram almost fucked me up, man. I almost missed my fucking whiskey.
Oh, you did? I was wondering when you're going to grab your glass.
I had a notification, then she had a Clifford Olson thing she tagged us in right now. I fucking looked up, I heard sheets, and I was like, ding, I fucking made it though.
Yeah, I thought you were going to miss it. I was like, oh, it's going to be a good one.
I've had this in forever. How long has it been since we had Johnny Walker Black?
Probably since last Christmas, because it's got the Christmas ornament.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It's been a while. So
that's Jennifer motherfucking Bell Digital Creations. That's gave us this.
Nice.
That was last good. Christmas.
Smoky, it's been a while. Yeah.
So, yeah, I was going to say, I want to give a shout out to my daughters. We did the new intro. We've really been getting a lot of people liking it. We changed it. We didn't know if people were going to like it or not or whatever, if it was going to go, but apparently people like it. We've gotten a lot of responses saying that it's creeping them out, you know, at night or in their bathroom or something. So hopefully you're seeing black-eyed children running around your house.
Yes.
But those are my daughters. We recorded it in their bedroom. It is haunted in
That's
my house.
Funny.
So we did a good job.
I'm happy with it.
So what are we doing today? Are we doing more?
We'll talk about that. I want to say, so I'm still not 100% from this fucking like worst cold ever that I got. Mm-hmm. Like I'm still kind of stuffed up, et cetera.
But yeah, we can
hear it. Someone that I was at work with, also had a cold, and he was like, yeah, I've been drinking a hot toddy and, like it makes me feel so much better in the afternoon. And I was like, what's in it? And he told me,
you never had a hot toddy?
Well, I've had a hot toddy.
Okay.
I've never had a hot toddy.
my mom used to give me hot toddies when I was a kid and I didn't know that they were full of booze
and hot titties.
Like when I was, my mom did have hot titties.
While she was shoplifting in Walmart, that's how she distracted them.
The females in my family are known for having large breasts.
Mammaries. We call them mammaries.
But no, she would give me hot toddies when I was a kid. And I remember it was like part of what I liked about being sick. I'd be sick. I'd stay home so I could watch like fucking Gilligan's Island and Brady Bunch all day. And then she would make this wonderful hot beverage that tasted like honey and lemon. And it made me so happy.
Yeah.
Because it had fucking rum.
Your mom was a criminal all the way around. I mean, just
ours were whiskey when I was little.
Yeah. Well, I think she did rum. Anyway,
probably like a spiced rum. Yeah.
This guy told me to try a hot toddy and he said, cause he, when I took a bunch of, Yucateco bottles and put them in the work lounge,
right.
He ended up started using it and then he liked it. And then he bought some, but his toddy is he actually takes like a herbal tea and he brews the herbal tea and he mixes it half tea and half whiskey.
Mm-hmm.
And then he puts in maple syrup and lemon and then he hits it with El Yucateco to make it spicy.
Since when? This is an old family recipe adapted to El Yucateco.
He adapted it to El Yucateco. They had always used some sort of hot sauce, but he started using it with the red El Yucateco.
I just don't get sick ever. I'll try it when I get sick. Because
he said that the Yucateco just like kicks it out of the sinuses and does a good job.
That was way different. Yeah. Brad just reached across and did some.
I didn't touch that black thing in your face.
Some ninja
is that better?
Yeah, that's good.
A ton better. I went the whole episode probably last time we couldn't hear, I bet.
No, I haven't been able to hear until a car threw a shoe at my face. I wouldn't know. So anyway, if you're sick and you need a hot toddy, try that recipe. I still didn't try it because I, unlike Brent, I don't day drink.
I don't drink.
Well, it's day right now, and you're drinking.
Because I just
like me, I got a little finger here.
It's 6 p.m. It's not even that big.
Like, to me, a hot toddy in the day is ramen noodles, like drowning in El Yucateco to clean my sinuses out. But I thought it was a good sounding hot toddy. So if you like it, then throw that.
Yeah, I was going to say, I talked to my buddy Aaron Woods. He actually listens to the show. He's commented a couple things.
I knew that name. Yeah.
He lives in like Camarillo over by Ventura, and he's like, hey, I'm going to drive to Bakersfield. And I was like, for what? And he's like, to go to the Bakersfield Pizza Co. And I was like, why? And I was like, I've never had it, you know? And he's like, it's the best pizza this side of Chicago. And I was like, what the fuck? Like, really?
Where is this at?
It's in the Home Depot parking lot off Ming right there. We went there. It's legit. Like, we have some cheese bread. It's good. And I talked to the owner, and they have wings and stuff there. It's like a nice bar. And he's actually a Mexican. He owns a Mexican restaurant also. But this thing's like taking off. Like, he's getting stuff. I mean, people are liking it. And he's getting really good reviews. But I talked to him about doing El Yucateco spiced hot wings, and he was into it. So I told him, like, we could do like a YouTube thing. Like, it would be kind of cool. And he was really into it. He said they do a Tapatio one right now. And I said, we call that spicy ketchup.
Yeah.
You know, and he was like, he was kind of impressed by that. So I think we might have something in the works with him doing some wings with the El Yucateco.
Yeah, he could do a variation for every flavor of habanero, Caribbean, triple.
Cause he asked me, he knew, he was like, don't they have like a green? They got some other, and I said, yeah. I said,
let's just take them over there. Yeah.
So like, pretty cool. Like, he was down but I heard about it from somebody out of town. So it was kind of interesting. So we actually went there and ate.
You know,
was,
you cured someone else's cold on my Yucateco post last week. Someone said that they heard you talking about putting in ramen, which
that was
you. Did you do that? I thought that was
people
me.
Get us mixed up. I'm Brad.
I do it too.
I'm Brad. You're who, Dave? You're who? Say your name.
I'm not who.
Say your name.
Dave.
Dave. And that's.
I love pigeons. So if you eat that, I'm that
that's
guy.
Brent. Yeah. So I'm Brad. That's Brent. That's Dave.
Dave.
Yeah, so I'm Dave. Brent, Dave's
fucking
over there.
Him up. Don't,
and Dave, say your name.
Don't
Dave.
Do that. I'm they Dave. Have so much trouble figuring out who we are. Yeah.
So it's good.
So I'm Brent.
Yes, I'm Dave. God,
you bastards.
Brad, shut up.
Joe Falcon.
Patreon. If you haven't been to our Patreon page, go to there, sign up, give us a dollar. Because if 1,000 people give us a dollar, then we have $1,000. It's great, and we can do more shit.
Math.
Yeah. If 1,000 people give us a dollar, we get like $100. Go there.
We're talking like Barry Firth. You guys are gonna live in infamy. We're just gonna keep referencing.
And one of the shits that we give is that if you join Patreon, we give you a shout out on the show. We look into you. We stalk you on cyber stalking.
Yep.
We look into stuff that's interesting about your background.
Peek
and
through
we
your
talk
windows.
About it on the show for a second. If you're local, we peek through your windows.
If not,
we have people that are part of the Sofa King Nation who have drones that will peek through your windows for us.
Yeah.
And we can watch the feed over Wi-Fi. So we do extensive research.
Really look into your background.
Was there anybody interesting that you ran into?
Am I doing some? Yeah. Joe Cooper. He's actually a competitive pigeon racer, which I thought was like Brent's cousin or a family member.
His last name, Cooper, though. Joe Pigeon Cooper is what they call him.
Joe Pigeon Cooper. Okay. Gotcha.
Yeah.
Gotcha. Yeah. So he is a competitive pigeon racer. I have no idea how he makes money. He's probably really skinny.
You know how much they get for that?
I have no idea.
You can get like $250,000 for the fucking top prize of that shit.
You sound way too interested in this.
I'm not denying it.
So thank you, Joe, the Pigeon Cooper. We appreciate your donation of a dollar. Mike Patrick is actually a voice actor on SpongeBob. You leave me alone. Okay?
He gave more than that.
Voice actor on SpongeBob, who he plays Squidward. And in real life, Mike Patrick.
And he plays Squidward.
He plays Squidward.
You don't watch
SpongeBob. He actually has. Yes, right. I do. I know there is a Patrick.
Oh.
It doesn't. Why are you messing on my names?
Do
I do that to you?
Yes.
No, I don't. I did nothing to you. I did nothing to you. Okay. I have names. Okay. All right. So, Mike Patrick, thank you for actually participating in SpongeBob being what is his name? Squidward. He does have a cucumber shaped nose, ladies. And so he can do double penetration. Just saying. I watched it through the windows. I can't help what I see. I'm just going to put it out there.
The double penetration drone.
Yeah. Adam Filderman, thank you for your patronage. He's actually an underwater bartender. Ask me what an underwater bartender is.
An underwater bartender?
I have no fucking idea.
I do. You haven't seen that?
Go. No.
They have those like bubble bar things. It's like kind of like the SpongeBob thing, actually. They have little, you know, habitat things that you can be under the ocean and the fish just swim around, and he's a bartender in that bar.
Huh.
Yeah, it's not that crazy.
Strange.
They have those.
Yeah, I've never
you
seen
that. Yeah, you enter from something on the beach and it just takes you down under the water. And that's where the bar is at. That shit, I would not do that though. That shit sketches me out.
Yeah, that's sketchy. How do you
like,
just
gonna pop. That's like one big slow bubble.
Ass, like, slow ass flare. Like it's like.
Yeah.
Like.
That was good. You'd have just, echo and shit. Yeah, do that again. The after echoes were
at underwater drunks.
I talked to, well, I didn't talk to actually. I did some research. I started digging on Tyler Mott and I just stopped because his page description just said applesauce king. Apparently he's related to the Mott's applesauce and it just said bad motherfucker. It said applesauce king, bad motherfucker. And I moved on because I couldn't even come up with anything better than that.
And then it says that on his wallet.
It says that probably on his wallet, but that was on his
money
page.
Clip. Yeah. BM on his money clip.
And then I talked to Lou Diamond Willis, who's actually Lou Diamond Phillips. But his stage name is Lou Diamond Phillips, and his real name is Lou Diamond Willis.
So he's like an Indian American. Mm-hmm. He's an Indian. I don't think so.
Did he see the size of that chicken?
He does experiment in peyote and psychedelic drugs. He goes on vision quests and whatnot. That's how he got into acting. That's how he
TP in his backyard. He's from New Mexico.
I thought he was just happy to see us.
No, he has a TP in the backyard. Not in the front yard.
Okay, that's a different story. That means you got a turtle head poking out.
Lou Diamond, get to the bathroom stat.
Blue Diamond. He likes fucking, what's that? I can't even think
Blue Diamond Almonds?
What's his fucking Lucky Charms?
Blue Diamond Phillips.
Yeah, Blue Diamond Phillips, yeah. And then Anne Lineman, she currently is unemployed, but she loves golden retrievers and baking.
A woman is never unemployed. Yeah. There's always prostitution. Let's just get there. Yeah, thanks for the dollar.
Yeah, thanks for all the serial killer fans we had last week, and they're gone now.
I'm just wanting to make them a serial killer in real life.
So yeah, Anne Lineman, no job, loves golden retrievers and baking. And the last person I talked to was Allie Hurd. She's actually a cattle rancher by day, but she spends her nights as a Mario Kart champ. She actually does competitive Mario Kart tournaments with people in Japan. So there's not a lot of it in America. It's really, really big in Japan. So for her to be even in the ranking as an American is a big deal, especially being a cattle rancher. Like she barely has internet. She has satellite internet. It's amazing she even pulls that off. Can't have any lag if you're going to be a Mario Kart championship.
No, you can't have any lag. Yeah. Those red shells are going to fuck you up.
No, with lag, they don't. Because you're lagging. Right. They'll kill you. That's why she's the champion. She's a fucking cheater. Son of a bitch.
That's all I talk to.
Speaking of bitches, today we're talking about Elizabeth Bathory.
Yes.
The neighborhood.
It's Bathory.
Bathory.
Damn you.
The neighborhood.
Is it Bathory? It's spelled Bathory.
Actually, Bathory means it's Bathory. Bathory.
Bathory.
Yeah.
Huh. Okay. Yeah.
One star, you fucks.
One star. She was born in 1992.
It's actually Bathory, not Bathory. I'm giving him one star. Yes.
And her real name was like Elizabeth or something like that. Really weird.
Elizabeth.
Elizabeth. Yeah.
Elizabeth.
Elizabeth.
Slow mo.
Her real name
spot.
Is like her real name is like
Elizabeth
Amanda.
All you need to know is that to this day. She is referred to in the area that she lived in as the Hungarian whore.
Or the Blood Countess.
Yeah.
Or the Countess Dracula.
Yeah.
She was likened to Vlad the Impaler.
Oh, absolutely.
And that's where I was, because she was from the Transylvania area. Spot.
Yeah, Transylvania. Yeah.
These motherfuckers were crazy.
Fighting the Ottomans. It's the whole same thing.
So, but it was about it's back in castle times, but it was 100 years after Vlad. Cause I was curious how close it was. So Vlad was in the like 1470s ish and she was in the 1560s. So she was able to refine some of his techniques.
Did they just not like putting their feet up or something? Why were they always fighting the Ottomans?
Stupid. I recovered an ottoman this week.
Yeah. Oh, nice.
With fence boards. Yeah. I pulled.
Oh,
all
I
the,
saw that. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. I pulled all the upholstery off because it had finally just like got fucked up, like fake pleather and it peeled off. So I just pulled it all off and I used cedar fence boards. Nice. And I can make anything out of cedar fence boards. It's
anybody.
Pretty impressive.
I made a shed.
Oh, dang.
And a doghouse with a retracting roof.
And,
it's like the Super Bowl. It's like the fucking Super Bowl stadium. Like the roof comes off and comes back on. Yeah.
Next legit. Week. I'll come back next week with something
up your ass is what he's saying
with the cedar fence board.
Yeah.
So yeah, so Ursabet, aka Elizabeth Bathory, the Blood Countess. She was born August 7th, 1560, and she has the honor of being supposedly the most prolific female serial killer in the history of the world.
I almost say, like, what other man has killed 600 plus people?
That 600 plus, though, is like debatable.
That's debatable. That is debatable.
It's quite debatable.
But the numbers are still so,
staggering.
I mean, at the end of the day, she was tried for 80.
Yeah.
And most people say it was significantly more than 80.
Yeah, 100 to 200 like bodies removed and or yeah. found. I mean, exhumed right.
And even with that, even the 80, there's only like one other one I can think of who was Russian.
Who was in that a newer ballpark. Period,
who was in that ballpark.
And that's like the low estimate for yeah. her. So yeah. she was really on top of her game.
Yeah.
So her backstory, and again, since it was back in Castle Times, a lot of the little details that we look at for serial killers are hard to find, but I still did find some correlations between her childhood and the childhood of other serial killers. One, she was...
inbred.
Well, she was probably inbred. She was from a noble house in Transylvania, one of the oldest noble houses in Transylvania. Her family was full of knights and kings and cardinals, a prime minister of Hungary. Like
they owned
super
10 different castles. They were really, 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 really wealthy.
Yeah, they were really wealthy. They were really powerful. This was the family that she came from. She spent her childhood in a castle. She was well educated, which even from what I read wasn't the norm, even for the aristocracy back then. A lot of the princes and kings were still illiterate. It wasn't important. They were trained in warfare and that was kind of all that they cared about. So even the aristocratic class wasn't necessarily educated, but she spoke four different languages. Yeah. She excelled in math and the sciences. She knew as much as any male physician did because she studied human anatomy and all that different stuff when she was young. So she had a great education, very intelligent. And she also had some sort of illness at a young age, which seems
I was looking for it. What was the illness?
They said that they didn't know what the illness was, but from ages 4 and 5, she was prone to seizures.
Okay, I did not. Yeah.
They said I was reading because when they were saying like she would go into epileptic fits mm-hmm. and kill people, and I'm like. And eat them and stuff. And I'm like, how is that? Like, anytime you've seen an epileptic, like, that's not the case.
It's just because they were trying to help her. You can't put your hands near their mouth.
Right.
Yeah. Maybe. Yeah, so, they were trying to hit. She bit off their fingers and got some blood.
That shit's no joke, dude. I used to work at Best Buy, and that happened to someone, and I watched that go down, and I was scared. I knew not to put my hands. I was, like, trying to hold the head so they didn't hit the ground.
No, it's sketchy, man.
I was at church, and, like, some lady went into one, and, like, they got a spoon. And yeah, it was freaky.
That was speaking tongues.
Actually, my son had some small seizures, and they were really scary. Like very, they were subtle too, but they were scary.
Oh, I had a fever like 106 when I was little, and I had a seizure. I think.
Yeah, those are the febric seizures or whatever.
Last week I had little seizures.
Caesar salad. You had little Caesars
with breadsticks and ranch. And
that's
stuff.
That's a good Caesar to have. Though.
I put Yucatec on my little seizures.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, sorry if you're epileptic out there.
Yeah. So, we're talking about pizza this whole time.
One of the articles that I read, and again, I didn't find this in any of the other stuff. It said that one of her uncles, when she was young, instructed her in Satanism, and an aunt taught her about sadomasochism.
We need to like forward That's, links to us.
I don't know. Like I read that when she got married, the boy she got married to actually introduced her into torturing, what are they? The slaves, I guess.
Right.
The fucking so I don't know,
like
people.
Like I said, I read that in one article and I didn't
see
that.
There's a lot of folklore.
There's a lot of folklore, and it's hard to separate like what's true and what's not. Like they said that she bathed in the blood of virgins, and I don't think that was true.
It's also hard to separate because it's in Castle Times. It's really hard to pinpoint dates.
Yep.
Like I would read in one article that her husband died in such and such year
in 1904.
At this age. And then another one is like he was three years older, but it was a different year and all that. Like it's really hard to pinpoint years in exactness because of the nature of Castle Times. But again, and a lot of it is we're cutting through folklore.
Yep.
So we're trying to get to historians that have done as much as they can to get the truth of what she's doing, because so much of it, just like, you know, you look at any figure like this, like, because, and if you don't know anything about her, you're going to hear in a little bit the shit she got up to. But there's a lot of folklore in the area about bathing in blood and demons and witchcraft and all kinds of shit. So it's hard to get to the truth of what was actually happening.
You saw how early she was engaged?
Well, I saw two different things. Which one?
I saw engaged as early as 10 or 11, but molested by a servant and got pregnant and possibly had a baby girl that was killed or disposed of or something crazy.
Yeah, so she was supposed to get married off at 10. A servant of the house of the person that was supposed to marry her ended up raping her. Mm-hmm. She got pregnant, and her future husband, who was going to marry her, not this guy, but the guy, Count, it's spelled F-E-R-E-N-C, but one of the things I read said that it's pronounced Ferentz.
Ferentz, okay. Yeah.
So, Ferentz, Nadasty. Who did the Nadasty?
Ferentz McNasty.
Let's call him D-Nasty. Yeah.
So D-Nasty, her later husband, ended up getting the servant, castrating him, and feeding him to hungry dogs.
Yeah, their punishments were
fucking rough.
Up that I was reading. I was like, God damn.
But yeah, the thought is that she gave birth to a girl who they just sort of secreted away, gave to another family. And
oh shit.
And like
they put on a little stick raft and then it floated down and a village of little people found her.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But the problem is the river floated it back around. And when she was a young girl, her mother actually tortured her and murdered her.
After she mutilated her genitals.
Yeah. So at age 15, though, in 1575, that's when she married Ferentz Nadasty, AKA
D-Nasty.
So she outranked him. He was a count, but like her family was way better than his family. So she kept her name.
She's pulling a real Facebook there. She didn't want to keep, she's keeping both fucking names.
So she keeps her name. She marries this cat.
He gives her his one and only castle, like, cause he wasn't quite as rich. So he gave her his castle, wrote castle, it on over.
Catch teach.
Yeah. Signed the deed over.
Yep. Gives her the
castle. You only get one castle. Like he gave that shit away. That's what I was thinking about, how hard it was to get booty back in the day. Like he had to give her a fucking castle. You know what I mean? There's no Netflix and chill. You're giving a fucking castle to get that booty.
Yeah.
And she already had a bunch of castles.
Yeah. She had better castles anyway. Yeah. But apparently he was a pimp. They called him the Black Hero of Hungary. He was the chief commander of the entire Hungarian army in the war against the Ottomans. So he was constantly at war. He was a super fucking badass. He was a war hero.
And
for
apparently
the entire
they were
nation.
A really good couple too, actually. Yeah. Like, yeah.
Yeah. Apparently
according
they were really liked
according
them.
To TMZ, they got along really well.
They were the Brad Gelina of their time.
Yes.
They were. This, when he's gone a lot at war, according to everybody, is when she starts to sort of dip into getting a little bit crazier.
Even at 15, he was gone away for school in Vienna. So he's gone right away. Like they're married. He's gone in Vienna. And then later, when he's the commander, he's gone in war. I was like, man, all this shit is like, it's always some type of sexual repression, sexual frustration.
Well,
like,
she didn't have the sexual frustration because she was able to kind of walk into wherever and be like, hey, I want to fuck.
She said have dick.
And she had a sticker and it was on her forehead. And no, but she was able to kind of have whoever she wanted because she had ultimate power.
Right.
Like she literally was the end all be all.
And it's the reason she got away with murdering so many people. As we start to get into it, like she murdered a lot of people and she wasn't fucking hiding it.
No,
because she
was throwing people over the walls of the castle. Like, I mean, people would come up. Yeah.
And for years, people were talking about it and reporting her to other governments. And everybody was like, well, what can you do?
Yeah. But like, what I got the impression is that it wasn't different to be really bad to the servants. You know what I mean? Like they were getting raped and killed and just the servants were fucked.
At the same time, she was she stood up for women's rights though, because of her like rape thing when she was young. She had a soft spot in her heart, and she would step in and defend women.
Yeah.
At the same time that she's getting these adolescent women and biting their
it's kind of different though, because like she was a sadist though. Like that's right. What she
she's
wanted.
Like, I'll
to
do the face.
It was a
I'll do the face
thing.
Biting around here. Yeah.
It wasn't.
But
a man
and the other thing is like with with D Nasty, is that what we're calling it? With D Nasty, she had a girl named Anna. Two more girls named Ursula and Katharina. She had a son named Paul. From all accounts, letters that historians have gathered, et cetera, like from her children, from neighbors, from people who worked in the court, like she was a very, very loving wife and a very loving mother.
Yeah, they,
and
like, they grew up and all got married and they would faded away.
Apparently, she would treat the commoners like complete fucking shit, but like her family was like super important.
But like I said, that was normal. Right. Like that's how it was. Like you were, if you were a common person, you were a peasant, you were a fuck face.
Right.
Like, and pretty much anything could be done to you.
Yeah.
And nobody cared.
If you're a peasant, you're fuck a fuck face.
Awesome. A lot of animosity in that. You really don't like peasants.
No.
That one touched Brad. And that's fucking.
But yeah, but again, this is
no peasant touching peasant. No peasant touching me.
You could have retired funny.
You were laughing. You're laughing just fine.
True. We were laughing with you.
Have before. Another drink, Alco. Shut the
fuck up. Push your hurt on me. It's fine.
But again, it took a while because for the first 9 years they were married, they didn't have any kids because they never fucking saw each other because her husband was off at school or her husband was always at war.
That's why the relationship was so good.
Exactly. Yeah. But once the war ended and he was back home, they started knocking out biscuits and everything
Liz
was good.
Liz and Nasty knocking out biscuits. That's how history is written.
So, and one thing I read, which contradicts the idea that her uncle introduced her to stuff, is that, and I love this name, she had a manservant named Thorko who introduced her to the occult.
That's an insurance. You can like, save 15%.
I can just picture Thorko. He's got a fucking hunchback, you know, mistress, your manservant Thorko is here.
That's not, is that the dwarf? She had a dwarf.
Was it a dwarf? It was the only male that was involved.
Yeah, I'm trying to find the dwarf. She had a dwarf that actually was a servant. That
it had to be
her.
Thorko.
Yeah, they helped her when she was actually like bleeding the bodies though. And stuff.
Yeah that was Thorko.
No, she didn't care about the men.
Like a baby's arm down there. That's all I'm saying. Like a baby holding an apple.
That's not what happened.
Well, that could have been how Thorko rolled. Yeah. I don't know.
I don't think so.
But again, and throughout this whole time, so a lot of people say that her husband paid for her to put in a torture chamber in the castle.
As you do. To take a word from Dave.
But a lot of the historical stuff that I read said they don't think it started as a torture chamber. The fact was she was the only skilled physician in the castle.
Well, I think for one, if that didn't come standard in the castle, they should talk about the real estate agent.
Yeah.
The castle's fucked.
Yeah.
It should come with at least 4 catapults and a torture chamber.
Fuck yeah.
That's just a standard these days.
Yeah. But she was the only physician. So a lot of people think that it wasn't actually a torture chamber. It was her operating theater. All the knights would come to the castle fucked up from the war. She would like sort of mend them and get them back on their feet so they could go back to war. But it just so happens that all the shit I have in my medical room makes a handy torture chamber. Yeah.
It might have been one led to the other, man. She saw blood, got some on her hand and was like, oops.
Well, she had a fucking Iron Maiden. Like it was a cage with spikes.
And that would drain the blood.
Yeah. She said it was to kill witches. But
and bitches.
Which is weird though, because one of the things that I read was that the witch is coming later. So in about 1600, Dirty D dies.
Why are you switching it up?
That's D Nasty.
That's D Nasty and Liz popping out biscuits, killing bitches and witches with their Iron Maiden.
So D Nasty dies. And again, the date of his death is all over the place. I saw completely different years.
Don't say it.
I'm not gonna. And even like one article I read said he died because of exacerbated war wounds. Mm-hmm. One said that it was some sort of a degenerative disease. Like even that I couldn't pinpoint.
Yeah, there was a lot of, and that's the thing I saw. Like there was a lot of incest that went on. That like a lot of the people had really bad issues. Like they had all types of degenerative diseases that would fucking kill them over time.
Well, those marriages arranged for political like aristocratic like purpose. Right. Like
and not even the arrangements though, but leading up to the birth of like Liz, like she was already inbred so much because they keep it in
kissing cousins.
Yeah, kissing cousins. Her eyes were super close.
Yes, right. They could share a pair of sunglasses. Yeah. Like they just break them in half and put them on one ear.
Yeah, they just wore monocle over both of their eyes.
So much money because a pair of Ray-Bans is 50% off.
I mean, literally, it was a raisin space.
Yeah. I had a raisin space. I had an exact date of January 4th, 1601 star review for the death of him at age. At age 48.
Did you say 1601?
No, 1601 star review. No, 1604 star review.
1604,
And then they were married for 29 years, if the math of that can work out.
Most things that I saw were 1604. He died.
Yeah. That's what I saw as well.
In battle.
But apparently, the battle thing was what I was running into the conflict on, is because some things said that it was some degenerative condition that was caused from battle.
Yeah, death.
Some said that, apparently it got to the point where he couldn't use his legs anymore.
Yeah, they were chopped off. Yeah,
what I was reading was just an unknown ailment to his leg where he lost use of it and died like 3 years later.
Yeah. But multiple things mentioned battle. So I don't know if he got injured and that's what caused his legs to get fucked up. If his legs were fucked up from a degenerative thing, but he still had to be a pimp and get on a horse.
Maybe D-Nasty was stinky legging like way too fucking hard.
I think he might have been.
You should have caught him Forrest Gump from the beginning. Yeah.
So either way, D-Nasty dies with some limp legs.
He got a stinky leg.
He died from stinky leg. All the fucking cripples are going to hate us now.
He died from stinky leg. Yeah. And
Lieutenant Dan would have been a better name for him.
Elizabeth immediately, Liz sends her mother-in-law away from the castle and like banishes her because she doesn't like her. And she, at this point, is when she starts to get into some of her weirdness.
Let's just call it experimentation.
Yeah, experimentation.
I mean, there's nothing wrong with experimentation.
The castle, the actual assets of the castle, of the area and everything, are given over and entrusted to a guy named Gigory Thurzo.
Yes.
Who was the Palatine of Hungary. And he ruled over lands and businesses and all this stuff for the Holy Roman Empire. So while castles were contested, etc., he was the one who was in charge of all the finances and everything until the new heir took over. So he was just like fucking making money on top of money, organizing castles in an area where everyone's getting murdered, everyone's dying, castles are changing hands. He was the one who was in charge of all of it and made it all legal. So at this point, she's still living there. It's still technically her money, but he's overseeing everything for the Holy Roman Emperor until they decide what's going to happen.
He's like Carpy Property Management.
Yeah, basically. And by the way, it's her cousin. So he's her cousin.
Everyone's her cousin.
That's how she rolls.
Everyone's her cousin.
But at this point in this vacuum after D-Nasty dies, one of the articles that I read was that one of her assistants was a woman named Anna Darvulia, who was reputedly a witch. And she ended up, a lot of people think that she became Elizabeth's lover and moved into the castle, and that she was one of her assistants that helped run the abduction squads and helped to get the little girls into the castle and all this different stuff. And that she was the one that got her involved like deeper and like made her go from like torturing people to like the full on serial killer.
There was also one named Dorca and one named Helena Jo.
Yes.
That helped her. So she had,
that's fucking horrible.
That was her nickname. Mm. But yeah, her name was Dorothea, was her actual name, but,
more like making this Dorca.
Borka. God.
So
she was from Oregon,
and they all had more or less involvement in the torture and the killing as came out.
I think I would rather, I think I'd rather be just helping her. Cause if not, you're just going to get killed.
Until you get fucking tried in the end and get your fucking finger snipped off. Yeah.
Fizco is the dwarf's name.
That's where they picked up cleaning supplies back in the day, too.
Fizco. Yeah, it was.
That's where you got
lied. So then who's the other guy? Who's fucking Thorco?
I thought that was the guy that did the Inquisition or whatever, where they went and investigated. When you're saying Thorco, that's in my notes somewhere, but I was trying to keep up with your arrangement. When there's like a, not a
priest. No, that's Thurzo.
Oh, God damn it. This is like trying to read Lord of the Rings.
I do declare your
maybe mom. Thorco was her uncle. And
why did JFK just fucking jump in and say Lord of the Rings?
He was there. He had a time travel machine.
I said it's like reading Lord of the Rings and you did a JFK impression.
What's wrong with that?
What do you look like? Bruce Springsteen?
I was with it.
Shit's everywhere.
Everybody else gets it, Brent.
So okay. Everything that I read, so this is the era where everything, regardless of whether it's a witch named Anna Darvulia, whether it's a dwarf, whether it's fucking Thorko, whether it's Orko from Masters of the Universe,
I don't know who the fuck it is.
But the fact of the matter is she grew increasingly vain as she was getting older. And one of the stories that's out there, and this is one that may or may not be true, but the story is that a serving girl accidentally pulled her hair while combing it. And that she lashed out and cut the girl. And when the blood got onto Elizabeth's hand, she immediately thought that it made her skin look younger.
Yeah, she punched her in the nose.
So she started to... she punched her. Okay.
Punched her in the nose. She started bleeding, got on her hand, and then had some fucking, wow, my skin looked beautiful with the blood on it.
And then she realizes that blood would help to keep her young. Oh, and here it is. She had a major domo, which is one of the guys that would be in charge of the castle.
She gave me major domo.
But Thorko was her major domo.
Half domo.
So Thorko wasn't the dwarf. Thorko was like the...
No one's going to listen to this. There's so many fucking... Domo Arigato, Mr. Roboto, Thorko, fucking yo-yo, giggity giggity.
There's no Japanese. There's no Japanese in this story.
If I have nothing to say, just say JFK fucking impressions.
Well, even better, I was doing a JFK impression.
Yeah, of Martin Luther King.
That one day, black girls and white little boys will hold hands together.
With Thorko, the major domo.
Mm-hmm. And Fisco, the dwarf.
Thorko, the killer whale.
Oh, shit. So we're getting close to where the death starts to happen.
This story is
I studied this. I studied it, and I know it pretty good, and I have fucking notes and shit. Everyone, I'm so lost on what the fuck we're talking about.
My notes didn't really include very many names because I knew the names were going to be as confusing as fuck.
It's bad.
But anyway, so... At this point, she starts torturing and murdering people, and this is where the fun starts, right? This is her cruising years.
She's been murdering people since way before this.
Yeah.
When she got married at 15, she had been her husband at the time got her into basically showing her how to properly torture.
I didn't see that about the husband thing. I thought the family was like a sweet thing. Yeah.
It was a sexual thing though. It was like, they would do it together and he showed her how to be a dominant, like, you know, person with the whips and the chains.
That's why I picked Frodo, you know, like that's the thing.
When he went off to war though, she got better and she got like more deranged and got more crazy and wanted more, more, more. But at this point, where she gets the blood on her hand, this is where it gets crazy. This is where she starts really, I mean, mutilating bodies and just fucking motherfuckers.
Some of the stuff that comes out later in the trial, all the eyewitnesses, there's over 300 eyewitnesses that come forward and say, this is what we saw.
She's not on trial though.
So, but some of the stuff that in this period that she's doing, she would jam pins and needles under fingernails, that old chestnut.
It's kind of normal torture stuff that they did. Yeah.
Some of it wasn't necessarily. Some of them she would put soaking wet clothes on them and tie them down in the dead of winter and watch them freeze to death.
That's fucking crazy.
Some of them she would smear with honey, and she would leave them out in the spring until they were eaten alive by bugs. That's always a favorite.
Did you see where Mythbusters did the Vietnam? Like, they're trying to figure out if some of the torture was real, and they did a bamboo shoot would grow through a human body in like a week.
Yeah.
And it did.
Yeah, he talked about that. Yeah. That's gnarly.
Oh.
She would sew people's mouths shut.
That's Vietnam shit too, right there.
Which is gnarly.
She would burn their genitals.
She would bite chunks of flesh off of her living victims.
Yeah.
She forced one girl to cook and eat her own flesh.
Yep.
She forced another girl to cook and eat her own eyes.
Yes.
These are like you do.
Well, and all of her servants, she would have them like her maids that would sew stuff would be making clothes naked. Like, she would always have like some weird, she had a bunch of weird fetishes. She was really,
I'm down with that part. That's kind of cool.
Yeah. No, I mean, even the biting and stuff, man, this kind of got me like thinking, like I started looking up like bondage
stuff. You gotta be careful. Biting, hair pulling, a little bit of choking. Yeah. And it's a short vision quest away from bloodbath.
Yeah. That's but the blood though, like just thinking about it, like the blood, like during sex or whatever, you know, like it's kind of hot. Like, that's why people are intrigued by vampires.
Oh, and she's one of the keys of vampire mythology.
Yeah.
So one of the things, the big thing is
kind
of
turned off right now.
She ends up getting an Iron Maiden,
it's a
spiked cage that would hang from the ceiling, and she would put the, and everybody, all of her victims were young girls. Like those, that was her target.
As young as 12.
Yeah.
Like from what I found, it was like 12 year olds. Just anybody that's a virgin was really the biggest thing. Yeah.
She did the whole serial killer thing. She would offer well-paid work to peasant adolescents and on the promise of well-paid work, she would then pull the fucking thing.
The parents were actually happy for their kids. Like, right. Oh, they get to go work at the castle. Well, yeah, because
some of it was,
and then they never come back.
Was just helping that. And some of it was the etiquette school. Like she had an etiquette school.
Yeah, that was, the etiquette school was her being very planning.
Yeah,
because she reached a point where literally there weren't any girls left.
Yeah,
like any she commoner all the girls. She peasants. Already got rid of all of them, so she had to start getting lesser royals into the castle.
They were nobles,
right?
Still.
So she started an etiquette school because she so outranked everybody on etiquette that all the other nobles would send their girls to her castle to learn etiquette, and then she would start torturing and killing them.
And that's actually the reason why she got put in question.
Ultimately.
Because the servants, the peasant people, it wasn't a big deal. You know,
well, it was, but what could they do?
Right.
No, that they killed, and they were horrible to peasants. Like, she went above and beyond,
right.
You know, what was happening, but
they probably
were
just
horrible.
Assumed. They probably didn't know what happened. Yeah. They were just like, well, she probably fucking mouthed off and got killed.
And they're like, they would say, like, they fell down the steps, they cut themselves in the kitchen and got infected, and they would die, you know. But then when she started getting the nobles in there, that's when she got put into question.
Did you see the name of the room in the house? It's like a common thing. It's called the gynecium. It's like, that's like the masturbatorium. It's called the gynecium. And it was it's a woman's room in a house. So on the nights that a woman wasn't spending with her husband, if she didn't go to bed with her husband that night, so if he wasn't asking for some booty after giving a castle,
just go to the gynecium.
The women would all go in the gynecium. And it was like, that's also where they would practice the etiquette thing.
Right.
And she would bite your face off.
And then she would bite your face off.
It wasn't like a lesbian thing.
And she would get
like, yeah.
I read that she suffered from depression. She would get too depressed to get out of bed. So Anna, the one that some people say was a witch,
would bring
the servant girls to her, and then she would bite their flesh and like get less depressed and be able to get out of bed. But then they would put them in an Iron Maiden suspended from the ceiling, crank it shut so that they would be screaming and start bleeding out of the holes in the bottom, and she would stand underneath it and bathe in their blood.
Yeah.
See, I read some of that's debatable. Like
some of that's debatable. Yeah. But I mean, there was an Iron Maiden suspended from the ceiling. Like that's...
They had
whether she bathed in the blood as it was coming out of it or not is debatable.
They had like 300 accounts, or it was like 270 counts of people that were actually telling the stories.
Witnesses,
twice.
Only a few of them actually saw it, but there was 300 witnesses that said... Like it was, I don't know.
All
there was
the stories
there was even
heard,
like conspiratorial things that said that it was a political move by the church or something, because the one main guy that started talking out against her went town to town, just like fucking bad mouthing or starting the rumors.
Yeah.
And then it might have been like, I can't remember how they referred to it, but it was like a cultural panic where they were like, yeah, she did it, because they're like fucking scared. And like at that time, the church is powerful. Like you just don't want to get fucked up. They'll say you're a witch and fucking kill you, or put a stick up your ass. Like someone's going to fucking kill you. And you had to just fucking, it was like on Survivor.
Yeah.
You just had to fucking play your game and like,
right.
So, but if there's an Iron Maiden hanging from the ceiling, that probably wasn't just for parties.
Right.
Yeah. But how, you know, most castles have an Iron Maiden. I mean,
hers didn't even have a torture chamber. So I doubt they had that upgrade. That's an upgrade on top of a torture chamber.
I think that's like a knife and a fork. Yeah.
I think that's standard issue. Like when you get a torture chamber, you eat, like they tell you right away, like your standard torture chamber, do you want a rack or do you want an Iron Maiden?
Yeah.
Or both. It's just like, more
expensive. Or both. You can upgrade.
Yeah.
You know, we'll give you a twofer.
It might have been a bonus. Yeah. It might have been
like tile or wood.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, yeah. Yeah. So I don't know.
Wood.
Who knows?
But
this is all allegedly, because she never gets convicted.
Well,
so.
this is where the legend has to get sorted through. But the fact is, these details come from 300 eyewitnesses.
270
at the time. Like it wasn't like they got interviewed 100 years later. Yeah. Like at the time, they were rounded up.
Signed their name with an X because they couldn't read or write.
So they were brought in, and again, you know, don't don't rule out, you know, peasants like spreading rumors and so forth. But at the heart of the matter, once she gets investigated, they find dead bodies fucking everywhere. Yeah. And they find torture implements. They find all these.
I read that it wasn't that
people.
So much. It was like they showed up and they found, it was really weird. It sounded like it was a rhyme or a children's story. They found one dead, one sick, one dying, and one tied up.
But then they also found tons of corpses.
Bodies. Yeah. There were like shallow graves, unmarked graves. Yeah.
Right.
That's the thing where the peasants would go to the walls and there was literally bodies overflowing from over the castle walls.
Right.
They said that she was putting them in the garden, just throwing them over the walls, putting them in the river. She was literally running out of places to put bodies.
Right.
Like it was insane. That's where you get the 600 plus body count.
Right.
Yeah. And so, unless that's just, you know, folklore again, you know,
right.
The
so
legend.
What starts to happen is there's a Lutheran minister named István Magyari who starts to hear all these complaints that the locals are saying, this bitch is crazy. She's killing everybody. And this minister starts traveling around to other kings and other princes, goes to the court in Vienna. He's going to anyone that will listen. And he's saying, this woman is killing everybody. And everyone just kind of lets it go. Cause what are you going to do?
It took like eight years.
She'd been doing it for 30 years.
Right. But it finally got noticed to a point where the courts were being told. So everybody knows this is happening. But then in 1610, King Matthias II assigns her cousin, Giorgio Thurzo, from Hungary to investigate. And this is probably because all the royals are now being killed at the
little-known fact, Etiquette George School. Thorogood's great-great-great-great-great-grandfather.
Yes, it was.
And this is where he goes into the castle, and this is where what Brent
said. He drinks alone.
Yeah, drinks alone.
Yeah.
But this is where this is where Brent said he walks in and immediately finds a dead, you know, dead servant on the floor.
Yeah, there's rumors of him catching her in the act and whatnot, but I guess it was a very peaceful, silent if you read the actual statements.
So they find the various evidence. That below the castle, the investigators exhumed the bodies of about 50 girls. That they dig up. And again, you have
Gacy's got shit on that.
You have the fucking entire countryside and as a serial killer, you still bury them in your basement.
You think if Gacy had a castle instead of a fucking queen, a house,
and you still want them in your basement.
But she did this. Yeah, but she was throwing them over the walls and shit. Like, didn't
she had a castle. That's what I'm saying.
This is the thing. Like, he could have put him in his backyard, quit being a bitch.
Gacy had a castle.
This is the thing. She did this for over 30 years. So the 600 count, it's not that much. I mean, that's less than... I mean, you have 365 days in a year. She did it for 30 years.
Yeah, that's a couple
of years.
We only need so much blood to stay young.
Yeah.
I mean, let's not get crazy. You only need to kill a couple of people a year to stay young.
Yeah, and I think she probably just, she also got off on it. Like, she would orgasm, like, while she's cutting them and stuff, you know, so she didn't necessarily have to kill them. You know, like, that was her thing. Like, she was a sadist.
Did you actually read somewhere that she had an orgasm when she cut?
Yes.
Oh, I didn't see anything.
I watched two different documentaries, and they were talking about that. This was a, like I said, from the beginning, she learned it from her first husband, and then it went on. It was a sexual, it was
Elizabeth Takes a Bath with Roy.
No.
Yeah, you watched the porno version.
No, I was trying to find one.
It was like Edward Penis.
No, I was trying to find one. I couldn't.
You watched Star Wars?
No.
A League of Their Moan?
God.
Saving Ryan's Privates?
Sounds like you watched them. Those are just
fun names riffing off the top of my head.
Yeah, and if you look them up, I bet you they're real.
How can they not be? Yeah. I promise you there is actually.
The Pirates of
a foreskin hump.
Yeah, foreskin hump.
The Pirates of Caripean. I just made that one up. I made that one up. That's a golden shot.
I don't ever want to see that one.
That's bad.
That's mine. That's really an original bad. Right there.
Fucking golden fountain shit right there.
So on December 30th, 1610.
Stargape.
Oh. That's a good one. I gotta look that one up because we gotta make that movie.
Oh man.
Are we pausing to see if it exists?
Oh man, I don't think it does. I think we got it.
Hey, I'm a genius in my own right, okay? One day. It. It's not Kentucky Fried Pigeon.
Dude, I literally think we got it.
If I
got
to get rich on Stargate.
I've been in Stargate movie XXX and nothing's coming up on
wow.
it. I think we got something.
If you Trump go. Google.
This right here is a copyright. You win. This yeah. right here is a copyright. We
I'm just
going to
get an envelope in the mail with money in it because yeah. I stumped Google. Yeah. You can't do that.
Yeah, it's hard to
if you
do.
Look up Ninja Turtle porn,
yeah,
it exists.
It's there. Yeah.
You can't make up shit
yeah,
that's not
Stargate,
in Google.
Man. Well, you can. You just did. That was a good one. Movie name.
That was a good one. That was rough.
That's the genius of the basement.
So, so Thurzo goes to the
why don't we
castle.
Have an Iron Maiden here?
I Gape Fear.
We halfway do that creepy cement room.
That's why there's a curtain there. Don't yeah. look in there.
So
can we get servants?
Thurzo shows up at the castle on December 30th, 1610, finds all this shit. They arrest Liz and four of her servants who are her accomplices.
One of them being the dwarf.
Yes. They gather a court of 20 nobles to oversee what's happening and to look at, you know, everything there. And they do a trial, and then the trial gets into just straight fucking power politics because the servants go on trial, but she doesn't.
Well, the king, that's because the king wanted to put her to death, but George Thorogood said that it would damage nobility because they didn't want to admit that someone of noble blood like yeah. actually did such an atrocity. So he didn't want to damage like the image of nobility. So they were trying to keep it like that didn't happen.
But it's more than that. I don't think it was just that because the other thing is
he owed money to
George Thorogood ends up basically saying we're going to give all of the stuff to her son Paul. Mm-hmm. He'll take on the estate and he's going to forgive a massive loan to King Matthias II.
Because Transylvania was the ruling power or something. And then like the state would have gotten he wouldn't have gotten it. Like Transylvania yeah. would have gotten it.
But the king wouldn't have gotten
yeah.
the king
would still, it was just a power move.
Right. Yeah.
So in that arrangement, his debt gets cleared. It saves the face of nobility and
right.
the brother gets to retain the.
So of course there's money yeah. involved as
yeah.
well.
Yeah.
Right.
Of course.
So, they do a trial. They find all of her.
They referred to that scandal as Bloodgate back in the day.
Oh, yeah. They find. So two of the women had their fingers pulled off and their breasts cut off and then were burned alive.
Yes.
I'm like Brad was involved.
Maybe.
Cutting titties off.
The man was time just travel, beheaded. Baby. It was just because they said that he had less involvement.
He had been bullied or something, yeah.
And then the final woman got life in prison because she was resisting it.
Yeah.
But even the man didn't get as much because he wasn't as complicit.
Yeah.
Apparently the two girls, that witch and one of the other servants, yeah. were just all in on it. They were fucking up. They were neck deep in torture and loved it. But the manservant wasn't as into it, so he got beheaded instead of tortured first, and then the woman was really forced into it, so she ended up getting
they
life.
They snipped
in prison.
Their fingers off, cut off their tits, and then fucking burned them at the stake after that.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
That's pretty rough. That's pretty rough. So again, the ultimate thing is, what do we do with crazy Liz, right? So their first thought is we send her to a nunnery because that's what you do. When there's a disgraced noble woman, you send her to a nunnery.
There's a bunch of virgins.
Yeah, but they... Yeah.
Send her where all the virgins are. Let's do that.
Maybe that made them blink, but they were like, no, we can't send her to a nunnery. She's too fucking evil.
Yeah.
Like, we're not going to do that. So... their punishment instead is pretty fucked up. They take her to part of the castle and they wall her in. So they brick off the castle one can come in.
Ventilation slits only for food and a little bit of air.
Ventilation for air, and they can slide food in. And she lives there for 4 years. Yeah. No sunlight. She's just blocked in. Like,
fucking
you're in
cannibal.
Here until you fucking die.
Yeah.
No one can come in to help you. You can't come out to get
She
help.
Starved herself.
You're just fucking blocked in there.
Yeah.
Oh, is that what they think?
Yeah, she starved herself. She was just pissed and fucking starved herself.
She literally
That's fucking
pissed.
Gangster. Yeah.
Cause
damn,
it's,
you had to, damn, she was shitting, pissing. Damn.
That so yeah, moment. It said that she looked at 4 years on the evening of 21 August, 1614, she complained to her bodyguard that her hands were cold, whereupon he replied, quote, "It's nothing, mistress. Just go lie down." She went to sleep and then was dead the following
How do we
morning.
Have a transcript of that fucking conversation, but we don't know what
the
exact fucking, like, we don't know what
Who
year someone's
knows.
Born.
It's because
if it was in a letter, if it was in a court document,
yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
all you're going to have as a historian is letters and court documents.
And who knows even if that was true.
Yeah,
like,
even if it wasn't a letter.
It was just written.
Knows.
It was
yeah.
written in a fucking, in a book somewhere
right.
by the church that was documenting shit, you know?
So they wanted to move her. They wanted to bury her in the church at that city, but there was a villager uproar because they didn't want who they called the Tigress of Sestia to be buried in their cemetery. And they said, "You're not fucking burying her in our
cemetery."
That's
a nickname.
You did your job when you have like six nicknames.
Yeah. And you can still come up with more.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So they ended up moving her towards the family.
We just gave
crypt.
Her another one, Liz.
Yeah, we did. Yeah.
It's not even her name.
All records of her were sealed for more than a century after her death.
Now it's a conspiracy.
Yeah, exactly. Now it's a conspiracy. Yeah. And it was against the law to speak her name for 100 years. Like, you couldn't even mention her because she was such a fucking evil bitch.
That's crazy.
And they didn't even, they didn't want people to remember her. They didn't want her to be part of the record. They wanted her entire idea to disappear. So everything was just, she fucked some shit up.
That's probably because after a generation, it would like the nobility thing, the reputation. Like, if you didn't talk about it and then you don't tell your kids grow up, you die, kids don't know. One generation, it's gone.
Yeah, that's true. Because her son is still going to be ruling the place.
Yeah.
And if we make it, so no one can speak of her.
If everyone dies at 40, like it's like not going to take that long. Right. And now
pretty quick, her son is just the prince who rules the castle, not the son of that fucking bitch who killed all of the girls are gone.
Yeah. It's a bunch of dudes running around.
Yeah, man. It was a fucking sausage fest. Like that.
They converted all the leftover shit, like in the furniture. They got crafty. They reused and recycled. They made like an Iron Maiden coffee table. He's like, no, it's a coffee table. It's a chandelier.
We put pineapples in it, the juice. It's
the juicer.
Just shake it up.
The steak knife is a fucking scalpel and shit. Works really good. I know it's for a different purpose, but I use it for this. It's cut so good.
It's good.
No use throwing it away, you know?
So a lot of people, I took a side note as I was researching, because I remember, and I couldn't find the name of it. I remember that there was a Bram Stoker who wrote Dracula. There was a Bram Stoker story about an evil countess in the fog and all this stuff. And I couldn't come across the name of it. I have it on my Kindle, but that Kindle is dead. But
Dave
she,
owns a Kindle for
she, I own two Kindles, but only one of them is dead.
He goes Kindle Kimbo.
I do.
Fucking, yeah.
But, a lot of people think like when you look at the traits of Dracula in Bram Stoker's Dracula, his traits, his ethnicity, his behaviors, everything don't line up with Vlad Tepes' actual behaviors and traits. They line up with hers.
Yeah.
And Bram Stoker studied this area, did all this stuff. There was tons of writing about her. And even if you look at early vampire books and stories and poems, like pre-Bram Stoker's Dracula, almost all of them focus on a torturous evil woman who lives in a castle and does it. Most of the early vampire legends, a lot of them are females. And then Bram Stoker is really the one that makes the male become more popular. Yeah. But again, even then they think that most of what he took from her.
Yeah. Like, makes sense.
Like, because she was a straight up fucking eating flesh, drinking blood, you know, all that stuff. Because again, Bram Stoker, there's the pictures of the enemies on spikes and all that stuff. But this bitch just did it at home. Like she's just like bathing in it.
Bring the bitch to me.
Exactly. So
sucker dry.
They think that he had a lot to do with it. And then I read one article where there were some travel journalists who were at her castle, like right now, like in the last couple of years, and they were going around and they said that they were very eager to see the remnants of the castle because the castle's still fairly.
It's still there. It's in rubble. There.
Well, no, I guess they restored it because they were talking and the villagers said they were disappointed that it got restored to become a tourist trap because before that, all of the locals would go there and camp in the grounds of the castle as like a scary thing. So like when it was like, you know, a scary holiday or something, they would take their kids Halloween, and you would go camp in this castle, but then they ended up restoring it and bringing it back to life. But there's the Bathory Manor House, which still exists, got purchased by a wine co-op. So like her house that she grew up in is now a winery and they make Bathory Blood wine.
Whoa.
So yeah, it was really cool to see everything, but we really just wanted to go to her house and drink the wine. And apparently they made the wine and a bunch of people got offended by it and told them they had to pull the wine and not sell it. But as soon as they did, there was this huge public uproar of locals who loved the wine and loved the name of it. So they ended up bringing the wine back. So you can still get the Bathory Blood, which of course it's all red wine.
Right.
But so, you know, leave it to capitalism to take the worst serial killer ever and turn it into a tasty line of alcoholic beverages. But yeah, so she was it's hard to get to the facts because it was back in Castle times, but I think hands down, how many did she fucking kill? Like she didn't have to hide it. Like, unlike every other serial killer, I don't have to hide anything. I'm killing all of them.
After the 80 number, when Brad said the 30 year, how many, like, you know, when you do that math, that's not that many per year.
That's what I was saying. No. It's not. It seems feasible that 600 plus is in 30 years. Yeah.
And the 600 number, it's actually 650. And it was one of the people at the time that the court of 20 nobles who came together to do the trial. Yeah. One of the people they interviewed said that she read a ledger that had a list of all the people that had been killed and that it went up to 650 people. But a lot of people question that because no such ledger was found by the court.
Yeah, that doesn't mean anything, though.
Like, no, that's
what's hard.
But, so I one mean, person said she read a ledger with 650 in it, and that's where the number 650 comes from. So whether that's true or not, who knows?
It's 21.6 people a year. So that's not that crazy.
That's not that. When you look at how serial killers get warmed up and like they always are just like doing a couple a week right before they get caught.
That's true. There might have been some peak months where it was like 60, but like, you know,
when you have no fear of getting caught.
Yeah.
Like
she was pretty much the ultimate power in the area.
Exactly.
Like she was the landowner.
I am the law.
Yeah. Sorry. She was Arnold.
Anyway, Dave was about to say, I killed. I was waiting for that sound bite.
No.
Oh, damn it.
And that was a really bad Sylvester Stallone, by the way. That wasn't Arnold.
Oh, I thought that was Arnold.
Oh, God, yeah. Really?
I thought that was fucking Terminator.
Really bad. No, I Damn. Am Law.
Yeah, that was fucked up.
It's from Judge Dredd.
That's a horrible movie.
Yeah, except the second one, which was fucking dope.
What?
Did you see the second new Judge one? Dredd? Yeah.
I can't take that guy.
It's fucking dope.
What's that guy's name?
Judge actor? Dredd.
Judge Dredd.
The guy that plays Bones in the new Star Trek.
Bones.
Yeah, I hate that guy. I
fucking love that guy.
He's like, Kirk, get over here. He talks like this a whole bunch. Like, it's like, I can't take that guy. It's way overacting. He was in that fucking Peach Dragon. My kids watched it. He's a lumberjack running through the forest. And he's like, there's a dragon over there. It's so overdone, dude. He's fucking, him and Nicolas Cage could fucking battle. No. No, he has an accent. So that's his American accent. Is that fucking gruffy ass? It's like young Clint Eastwood or something fucking weird, but excited young Clint Eastwood.
Did you see the remake of
never saw
looking for reassurance?
I'm not looking for reassurance. I'm telling you should see the second Judge Dredd because it's fucking dope.
Someone, I was gonna go see the new Underworld today, but we had to record. So.
She's back in black.
Yeah. She's fucking a bad.
How many are
bitch.
There now? There's like six.
Five.
What's that girl's name?
Kate Beckinsale. Yeah, she's a badass. Like, the trailer looks good.
It does.
I like Underworld. I already watched all the other ones.
I like her pants. Her pants are
cool. Yeah, where are they? Where do vampires buy their clothes? That's what I always wanted to know.
In the Matrix. They buy them in the Matrix.
Fucking always skin tight and fucking. Yeah.
All right.
Always a corset.
Oh, no, there were a couple that I didn't mention, a couple of our last Patreon people. Again, thank all of you who are supporting us on Patreon. If you haven't, you can check out our website, www.com/something or other.
And I wonder where our web numbers aren't better.
Our web numbers are great.
But
they
you
are,
can
actually.
Also, you can also go to Patreon.
Hundreds of thousands.
And look for us. But some of them, I did some looking into a couple more of our Patreon sponsors, and I wanted to give them a shout out. There was Matthew McPherson, and apparently his original name was just Matthew Fearson, but like, he worked at McDonald's for a while and like, he loves the very idea of McDonald's, and it's like, you don't just call it a whatever, it's a Mick whatever.
Yeah.
So it was like, it's not just a chicken nugget, it's a chicken McNugget.
Right.
And he got so into it that he legally changed his name from Fearson to McPherson so
that
he could
sense.
Be part of the McDonald's.
I'm changing my name to El Yucabrinto.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
I think his middle initial was G, and I think it's for Grimace. I think it's Matthew Grimace.
No one talks about Grimace anymore.
No, Grimace is legit. There was also, you talked about another like professional gamer, but also Rebecca Elner. She was actually, you know that game Go?
No,
it's like a Chinese game, and it's like black and white pebbles that you move around.
Oh yeah. Beautiful Mind.
She was like an international Go champion starting in 2007, and apparently she just got out of the game because Google released their Go AI, and it's like defeating all of the best Go players in the world. And it was kind of like a, you know,
just quit while you're ahead.
So she got out of the game because Google broke it. Wow. So I feel sorry for her because she made a lot of money, but
so she's giving Google, us Go money then.
Yeah, she's giving us Go money. That's cool. That's what it comes down to.
That's cool.
And then Powell Reagan, which sounds like it's backwards or not.
Reagan Powell.
It's like two last names.
Yeah, one of those.
Powell Reagan. Is apparently a macaroni bender, because when macaroni comes out of the chute, it's straight.
Yeah.
And there's like this.
Most people
really
don't know this.
Yeah, there's a really brief period where it's drying, and like there's like
it'll hold form.
Yeah, there's like it's just like for a couple of seconds, and like it goes by, and she has to like squeeze it in this particular way to
dry
it
fast
to get it to dry as a bent piece of macaroni. Otherwise,
well, it goes into a super dryer.
Yeah.
I was wondering why the price of macaroni was rising, and
that's why it's like cashews. Yeah. It's a lot of work.
It's very labor intensive. It's an art. Yeah.
Said she, but I don't know if Powell Reagan is a he or a she.
She doesn't know either. She's so mad from bending macaroni noodles.
It's like, it's all
they don't remember anymore. Yeah. Yeah.
So, again, thank you for the Patreon support.
Yeah. And if you haven't signed up,
please do. Like I said, we're still early in the phase of trying to get the money set up. But once we do, we've got really cool plans to expand the show and give lots of good benefits to members and non-members alike. So, if you are a Patreon member and you're giving money, you're making the show better for all the lazy fuckers who aren't giving a dime.
Yeah, because they're not getting shit. We ain't doing nothing.
they're living on the dole. Is what's going on.
Dole. Yep.
Yeah.
And the ones that are getting shirts.
Yeah, we're gonna have
exclusive shirts that you cannot buy.
The design is dope. You guys are gonna think it's pretty sick.
All right, can I talk about sponsors yet?
Yes, go ahead.
All right, so we'd like to thank El Yucateco Hot Sauce. Don't forget to follow us on Facebook and watch out for that post so you can get a chance to win some Yucateco, especially if you can't find it. Maybe that's the way you can get it. We will send it to you. We also need to thank De Leon Graphics. We're also going to be giving away a shirt next week from him. So definitely
keep an eye out, because we'll do the post where you need to like, comment, and share, and you can get a
like, comment, and dick pic on De Leon Graphics for that chance to win a shirt. And Print Dirt Cheap, we actually have a sticker pack winner this week. It's Ryan Erlinson. He actually shared our Patreon post, because I'll be honest, not many people shared that. Everybody shared that Yucateco post. You offer a bottle of hot sauce and people get real friendly and share you, but you ask for a dollar and nobody.
Maybe we need to put that on the Patreon, like at $5 you get a bottle.
But Ryan Erlinson is going to get a sticker pack from Print Dirt Cheap, and so I will contact him if he hasn't heard this yet. And Digital Creations is going to give away that mug, so watch out for that post, like, share, and comment, and someone's going to get a serial killer, cult leader, or some other kind of crazy dictator. Maybe it's a dictator. It's a potato carved into a dick, just like Brad always wished for. The dictator. And then thank you to Dan Camrio of Camrio Jiu-Jitsu. Log on to armhunter.com. You can buy booty shorts. You can wear booty shorts. He teaches me how to sword fight with board shorts.
And he's actually giving away free arm bars. So
free arm bars.
When you show up.
If you can make it here, one free arm bar.
Yep.
If you sign the waiver. Yeah. Yep. So that you, if you get hurt. Because you will.
No, you won't get hurt.
Nah, I did. But that's me. I'm a pussy.
I think my neck's broke.
Might be.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about that.
It's hurting.
You are walking funny.
Am I?
Looks broke.
That's from last night, though, baby.
Yeah. I'm still a little sore. All that gaping's got me tired.
Stargate. And gape Jesus fear. Christ.
I was gaping so big. We put a projector in my ass and we're shooting stars onto the ceiling. Like
Jesus,
it was amazing.
Christ. I'm not participating in that part, guys. All right.
You were there. No, fucking lie now. Don't start lying now. That's all you got.
You're on your own with all your fucking projector ass over there.
You put it in there. All right.
Joe Falcon.
Hey. Oh, hoodies on sale. Check
hoodies
it out.
Hoodies on sale. Oh, yeah. I guess we better do that, huh?
Yeah.
Hoodies on sale. $5. Go get them.
That is not true. That's false advertisement. We can't do that.
It's not false advertisement. It's not on our website.
They are not $5, but they're on sale. Go check it out.
All right. Don't be retarded.
My chick bad, my chick hood, my chick do stuff that your chick wish she could. My chick bad, my chick hood, my chick do stuff that your chick wish she could. My chick bad, better than you. My chick bad, better than you. My chick bad, better than you. My chick bad. I'm saying my chick bad, my chick hood, my chick do stuff that your chick wish she could. My chick bad, badder than yours. My chick do stuff that I can't even put in words. Her swagger don't stop, her body won't quit. So full pipe down, you ain't talking about my chick bad. Tell me if you seen her. She always bring the racket like Venus and Serena. All white top, all white belt, and all white jeans, body looking like milk. No time for games, she's full grown. My chick bad, tell your chick to go home.
My chick bad, my chick hood. My chick do stuff that your chick wish she could. My chick bad, my chick hood. My chick do stuff that your chick wish she could. My chick bad, better than you. My chick bad, better than you. My chick bad, better than you. My chick bad.
Now your girl might be sick, but my girl sicker. She rides that and she handles her liquor. I'll knock her out and fight. Coming out swinging like Tiger Woods' wife. Yeah, she could get a little hasty. Chicks better cover up their chest like pasties. Couple girlfriends and they all a little crazy. Coming down the street like a parade. Macy's. I fill her up. Balloons. Test her and guns get drawn like cartoons. But I ain't talking about Homer. Chick so bad, the whole crew want him.
My chick bad, my chick hood. My chick do stuff that your chick wish she could. My chick bad,
and I'm loving
my chick hood. My chick do stuff that your chick wish she could. My chick bad, better than you. My chick bad, better than you. My chick bad, better than you. My chick bad.
Now all these wanna try and be my bestie, but I take a left and leave them hanging like a terrier. Trash towel, so I'm down, I put them in a hefty. Running down the court, I'm dunking on them, Lisa Leslie. It's going down, basement, Friday the 13th, guess who's playing Jason? Tuck yourself in, you better hold on to your teddy. It's Nightmare on Elm Street, and guess who's playing Freddy? Chef cooking for me. They say my shoe came crazy. The mental asylum looking for me. You a rookie to me. I'm in that wham bam, verbal lam damn. Been a bam.
Don't get scared now.
My chick do stuff disturbing that your chick wish she could. My chick bad.
What?
My chick hood.
What?
My chick do stuff that your chick wish she could.
Let's go.
My chick bad. Better than you. My chick bad. Better than you. My chick bad. Better than you. My chick bad.
GGP. And when we all alone,
I might just tip her.
Eyes down the
like a certified.
When we all alone,
I might tip her.
Down the
like a certified.
When we all alone,
I might just tip us.
Down the
like a certified.
When we all alone,
I might just tip us.
Down the
like a certified. I kinda like that.